Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to another Sunday. Wow, another Sunday morning in August. To be exact, the 15th of August, 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. We don't take it for granted that you've blessed us to be here with us to make this Sunday morning a morning that you called in or you're listening via the website to Smile3E. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to check and see if Minister Sheila is able to pray for us on this morning. And after she's prayed, we're going to come back and we're going to see what thus says the Lord. What is God saying to us on this morning? Minister Sheila? Okay, it looks like Minister Sheila. I'll check again and see if she's available to pray. Because I saw that her phone line had dropped.
Morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks. Excuse me for that. I'm at work fumbling and pushed the wrong button. I just want to thank you for this morning. Thank God for blessing us with another day of life and joy to live on this earth that he made for us. I'm going to give honor to God who is the head of my life, who brought us into this world to worship and to love and to cherish him as well as each other. Lord, I give honor for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Lauren Seabury, Evangelist and Missionary, Tony Montgomery, and Linda Handy. I give honor to all the teachers, the preachers, the bishops, pastors, the deacons, the evangelists, the apostles, to all that God have put here on the earth to teach us and to lead us the right way. And to protect us and to lead us to the right leaders, not to fake prophets that is here on this earth that the devil have sent to try to confuse us, to have us to believe that he is the way to life, which he is the way to damnation, ugliness, hatred, and unhappiness. But Lord, I give honor to you for blessing, for waking us up, blessing me for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, cousins, and to all my brothers and sisters in this world, bloodline family is also spiritual family. But Lord, I give honor that you woke us up and ask you to bless this government to let us know you are here to lead all people, not just some people, not just your people, not the ones you pick, but to all the men and women, no matter what their color is, their creed, their sex, their gender, whatever it is, we are all here with the blessing of God and to bless this law enforcement to treat us and serve us all as one. But Lord, I ask you to bless all these young men and women on this earth that are killing each other, that are hurting each other, misusing each other. Lord, help teach them to let them know we are all here to be together. Don't no one control nothing on this earth but you, God, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. We have the leaders here and to help them to understand to live for all of us. But Lord, bless these young men that are putting guns in their hands, just killing, just to be killing. God, we need you to bless and bring them demon devils up out of their minds, their hearts, their bodies, and stop to misuse them, to mistreat the others, and to save all these babies, these children that they're just using as a fun target to let them know that they are in the room to take a life, just to take a life. It's not their right. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all and to believe, to have us to believe, and to bring this blindness, this blindfold up off our eyes, out our minds and hearts, to let us know that we need to live with each other, not have hatred toward each other. But Lord, we need your blessing and your guidance. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I'm going to apologize now if I didn't have it last week. I didn't do it last week. In case I'm at work, I get busy where I cannot finish off the program, I'm going to apologize for last week Sunday, and I'm going to do it today just in case it happens. But I know you all know I do love the program. The God's sent ones that the Lord has blessed into this program. But I just want you all to know, no matter what you've went through family-wise, health-wise, job, within yourself, neighbors or family, God is the way. So just bless each and every one that you can and pray for us all. And Lord, I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. God is so awesome. He does everything. He had Minister Sheila apologize to us, and you'll see I have an apology as well. And you'll see that she had even prayed, and when she prayed about a few things that we're going to talk about on today. And so to Minister Margo, Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, if I've ever said or done anything that has offended you, I apologize. If I've ever lacked in my communication with you or anything, I apologize. If there's anything that I've ever spoken, said, or even conceived in my heart or thought in my mind that didn't line up with the love of God and the intentions of God towards you, I apologize. And I would say I apologize, and I apologize for past, present, future, or anything. And I'm starting off that way because today, if I had a title for this message, it would be The Fire of God's Word and the Fire of Your Own Word. So I thought about how God and man's word is supposed to mean something. In the past, your word was something that was strong, it was dependable, it was everything. Whether we spoke it, transcribed it, or wrote it, our words meant something. Your word was your bond. If you spoke it and you said it, it was a fact. It was like a contract. It was like God's word. It could not, would not, and should not ever come back void unto you. Your word established something, just like God's word established something when he said, let it be. Just like Jesus' word established something when he said, it is finished. Because Jesus said it's finished, each and every one of us have the gift of choosing if we're going to be with God or without God. I want you to see life for a moment and think about, what does your word mean? What does someone else's word mean to you? Does your word mean something? Or does a person, or do you have to take a person to spiritual or natural court for the judge or God himself to declare what your word or their word actually means or meant? Selah on that. I cannot say that every time I've spoken a word or said something that I always did what I said. I can't say that when I spoke a word or wrote a word or gave you my word that it didn't accomplish that for which it said. But I want us to remember that a word or words can start or stop a fight, start wars, or even be the beginning of a union, like a union in marriage or a job contract. See, your word is what you can or cannot do. It sets up a precedence, even here on earth. I was sworn into my government job. I signed words that said what I would or would not do. I read my job description that was a bunch of words that said I would do exactly what it said I would do. My boss can depend on me to do what I said I was going to do when I accepted the job. I respect my boss in their position even if they don't respect me. I don't say I honor someone with my mouth, but my behavior says differently. Do you honor me? Do I honor you? If I can't just speak a common word or sentence politely, is it okay for me to be rude and impolite? Is it okay for me to tell you I'm going to do something just to get you to leave me alone? Remember how when our moms and dads or even our spouses, I don't have one, but I'm just speaking in general, said something, admit something. If they said they would be home by 6 o'clock, they were home by 6 o'clock. If they said that they were going to prepare you a certain porridge or your favorite meal, you had it. If they asked you to bring them something out of the kitchen, they knew that you would. Because if you said, oh, yes, honey, I'm about to get it right now, and you had vowed to do that thing, your word was a vow. Have you thought about how even a person could be named JW, CC, Margot, Renee, Sheila, Serena? Their title could be pastor, prophet, but those words, they meant something. Those words could purify, add value, take away value. They could seal a contract. They could seal life. They could seal that union we talked about earlier, because when they asked you to marry them, you said, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Or, oh, no, I'm not ready for you. But your word was like fire. Your word meant something. Your word wasn't meaningless. Your word wasn't void. Your word was like the word of God. Think about this song that Kirk Franklin wrote that said, "Just for Me." It says, sometimes you say no, so I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires so my blessing won't be just for me. Is your word like fire? Does your word purify your desires? Does your word become a blessing to you or even anyone else? The word of God in Jeremiah 5:14 declares, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, because you have spoken this word, behold, I am making my words in your mouth fire, and this people, wood, it will consume them. Elijah caused fire to come from heaven in 1 Kings 18:36 and 37. and also 36 through 40. This is how it reads. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah and the prophets came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. That's verses 36 through 37. Then 38 through 40 goes on to say, and then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal and let not one of them escape. And then they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slaughtered them that day. Right there. See how the word of Elijah not only brought fire from heaven, but it caused God to hear his voice and to actually answer him. Is your word by faith causing God to answer? Is your word causing a host of facades, fakes, as Minister Sheila prayed, prophets to be slaughtered at your very word? We need to know that the fire of God is word, his word, his very word, has the power to destroy the demonic strategies, and the devil of Hades will be annihilated and obliterated and placed into the lake of fire just by the very word of God. And those very plans and attacks that the enemy has set up towards you, don't you know that the word will obliterate them, will annihilate them, will destroy them, because you know that when you speak the word of God, it shall be established. So that means that your spoken word shall be established. It talks about how God is an all-consuming fire. Jeremiah 23 and 29 declares, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which breaks the rocks into pieces? Your word, your spoken word has power. God and his word teaches us how our words can bring life or death, even to dry bones. God's word teaches us how his word is like living water. Does your word have life? Does your word have power? Yes, because when you speak the word in Jesus' name, you can cause the fire from heaven to consume the very offering. The word of God spoken from your mouth has resurrection power. Lazarus, come forth. The word of God from your very mouth is a gift. For you bless your children. You bless your nieces and your nephews. You lay hands on them and you bless them. Remember, the word was what caused everything in the beginning. God said, let us, said, let it be. And the power and the authority of God's word became. He gave us power in the name of Jesus, which is above every name. Jesus was made flesh So our flesh must be subject to the name of Jesus. If something's happening in your life that you don't like, call on the name of Jesus. If something is happening in your world, your world, your very world, sing and speak it until it changes, until the manifestation of God's favor, his blessing, and the power of the spoken word manifest in your life. Jeremiah 20:9 says, but if I say, I will not remember him or speak any more in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I am weary of holding it in. I cannot endure it. Let's speak and declare God's word, not our opinion or what we feel or what the world tells us we can like or not like, but let's speak the word of God until it becomes our own word, until we're so connected to God, until our word is like fire that falls from heaven, until our word cleanses us, until our word fills us, until our word empowers us, until our word catapults us into the next dimension of God, because our word is God's word, our word that he's assigned to us, our word that he's destined us. Your destiny is the word of God, the spoken and declared word of God, the power of the word of God concerning you and concerning me and concerning everything in our lives. We have the power to reconcile things using even the very blood of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus bought us, is paid the price, and Jesus is the word made flesh. Remember how if your mom and dad prayed for you, I'm not saying they did, but I pray that they did, when you were in the very womb of your mother, how your mom or dad or they both laid hands on your mom's belly, and they declared and they decreed a thing. If there was barrenness, if there was disease, if there was something fragile, they declared healing and healthiness. If there were things going on that had been lost in their lives, they spoke prosperity into your life. They spoke prosperity into the ministry of God, into the yoke-destroying ministry and manifestation of the anointing of God, into the fullness of your life. They spoke agape love into your life. Don't you know that God is waiting for us to speak his word so that he will establish his word? He will exalt his word. He will watch over his word. He will make sure that we obey him and his word. Even when we worship him, we can expect miracle signs and wonders, and miracle signs and wonders, and more miracle signs and wonders, and more and more and more and more. Even that more, even more than we could see or conceive in our hearts or read or speak. But God will give us everything that we've asked for his glory. If there's an area in our life that's blind or we're blind, he'll open our eyes. If there's an area in our lives that we're lame, he'll cause us to walk again. If there's an area in our lives that we're deaf or dumb, he'll call us to speak again, to speak in wisdom. He will cause the devil's power to be annihilated and obliterated and removed from every fiber of our total being. We must speak and declare the word of God until the fire of God causes us to hear his voice, and his voice clearly we will hear it, and his voice is the only voice that we will follow. Father God, circumcise our hearts. Father God, circumcise our lips and our mouths. Father God, circumcise our ears so that we will surrender and yield to you and you alone. The word of God in Psalms 144, 1 and 2 says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, my kin and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Steadfast, my steadfast love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, he in whom I trust. We've got to trust God. We take refuge. We've got to take refuge in God because he will subdue any and everything. When we speak God's word, we've got to speak it until our hands know how to war for God. We've got to speak God's word until our fingers know how to fight for God. We have to speak God's word until our hearts and minds are steadfast in God's agape love. We've got to speak God's word until we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is our fortress. We know that he's our strong tower, until we know that he's our shield and buckler, until we know that we can trust him, until we know that we can have confidence in God, that he's our refuge, until we know that God will subdue any and everything under our feet for his glory, and that he will obliterate every enemy, every imp, everything that has tried to come against us will ambush itself. And that God will cause us to loose those God-given weapons of mass destruction, even in our praises, that is through the fire of the word of God, that remind us that in the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Take back everything that the enemy has taken from you, and even if you gave it to him, take it back. Everything that was unusual is now usual. All those things that were once impossible are now possible through God. Every goal that you wanted to reach, every opportunity, every business opportunity, every business venture, every idea, every innovative and witty thought that God has given you, it's doable. It's God has given you the I can attitude. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can even do greater works because you are more than a conqueror. There is nothing supernatural that you cannot do. There is nothing extraordinary that you cannot do because God has given you the anointing. Because what's put in the potter's hand is much in God's hand. And when God puts something in your hand, poof, it's done. He's perfecting you. He's purifying you. He's causing your Christ-like identity to be seen and seen and seen. When you walk past a person, the shadow of God will heal them. When you walk in a room, the shadow of God will heal that very atmosphere. Why? Because you are his royal priesthood. Because he said, let us create mankind in our own likeness and image. When God enters a room, peace enters a room. When God enters a room, mercy and grace enters that same room. When God enters a room, the power of God enters that room. When you enter a room, yes, 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 yes. I said when you enter a room, the power of God enters that room because he's on the inside of you. His power, his spirit is dwelling on the inside of you. Why? Because you said, Father, I am a sinner and I want to be saved. So God has saved you. God has delivered you and is yet delivering his manifestation through you on a daily basis. I don't care what they say. You are an imitator of Christ. I don't care who said you were or were not. You are an imitator of God because you are an imitator of Christ. Because you have the Christ-like identity that God said you would have. Because God said, let us, his words, create them in our image, very image. And Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. So those are words that have been manifested by God and Jesus himself. So guess what? You're in his Christ-like image. You're an imitator of Christ. You've been engrafted into the family and the royal priesthood of God. So when you speak something, it is and it shall be. We have to ask God for his fire and his word to echo in every area of our lives. If we speak it, it echoes in the nation. If we speak it, it echoes in our homes. If we speak it, it echoes in the classroom. If we speak it, it echoes in our marriage. If we speak it, it echoes in the hospital. If we speak it, it echoes in every financial institution that you are affiliated with. If we speak it, it's in our hearts. If we speak it, it shall be fulfilled again and again and again. If we speak it, it shall consume us. If we speak it, it shall consume us. I say it again. If we speak it, it shall consume us. It's like fire that consumes us. It's like the fire of God that empowers us. It's like the fire of God that endows us. It's like the fire of God that lends us, that sends us. It's like the fire of God. It's like that potter that puts us on the wheel again and again and again until we're finished. It's like the refiner's fire that perfects us, that brings forth that pure gold, that brings forth that diamond, that priceless, valuable, invaluable. It can't put numbers to it. It's so valuable. Diamond. Because we're speaking the fire of God that will wake us up this morning. It will shut the mouths of Satan. It will be like a fire shut up in our bones to have the word of God shut up in our bones, to have the word and the meditation of God shut up in our minds and our hearts, to have the word of God manifesting itself through us when we speak it. When we speak it, when we speak the word of God, we won't hit the rock because we will speak to it. We'll tell the mountain to be removed. We'll tell the storm to calm. We'll tell the doors to open, and we'll tell the doors to shut. We'll say, get out of here, you hindrance. You've got to go. Satan and your imps, we cast you out back into Hades where you belong, back into the dry desert where you belong, and we loose the God-given focus. We will no longer allow you to destroy our dreams. We will no longer allow you to destroy our love for one another. We will no longer allow you to mislead us and to kill and steal our joy and our peace and our destiny and the call of God on our lives. We will no longer allow you to destroy the unity that we have with our sisters and our brothers and our cousins and our aunts and our uncles and our sons and daughters and our children and great-grandchildren and our nephews and our nieces and our great-great. The Spirit of God
is within us. The Spirit of God is released even in the very words that we speak. And we do it all for the glory of God. Glory, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God be glorified in everything that we say and everything that we do, because we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, your word is in our heart. Your word is like a burning fire shut up in our bones that we can't endure trying to hold it. We allow you, God, to do everything that you want to do through us. Teach us how to speak your word until it's like fire. Help us to speak your word, God, until we say and declare and decree we accept what you allow. Our will is your will. For be it unto us according to your word, according to your will. Father God, be glorified. Father God, be worshiped, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For just like in the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and it suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Thank you, God, for blessing our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Thank you, God, for being our refuge, our fortress, our strong deliverer. Thank you, God, for subduing any and everything that would come against us or you, against our very feet. We tread on you. We stomp on you. We obliterate you. We annihilate you. Because nothing and no one is greater than God. And everything must be subdued to God's glory. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Obey God. Obey the resurrection power of God, for he is teaching us how to war. He's teaching us how to fight. God is teaching us how to destroy the very tactics and plans of the enemy in each and every one of our lives. Love is the key. The power and the word of God is the key. The resurrection power of God is the key. You have it. It's in your heart. For you've meditated on his word day and night. You have it because you've prayed the word of God. And it shall and has manifested in your life. Not only today, but every day. You have the power of God. Use it. Let the word of God consume any and everything that's not like him. Let the word of God be a blessing to you and others. Let the word of God say, it is, and it will be. Let the word of God say, it is finished, and it shall be fit, and I am finished. Amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you to speak the word and the fire of God. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Elect, for the encouraging words, the lesson, the teaching, and the knowledge, and the information that we all need to know, that without the fire, the blessing, the knowledge, and the love of God, our Father, and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, we would not be. That the fire in God can lead us through so much, can bring us through so much, can heal and teach us the way of life. The fire of God is so powerful, so much love, so different. The feeling is so enticing that you will know the difference of the fire of God than the fire of the devil that is trying to confuse people in this world, is trying to control the minds and the hearts and the ways of the life of these people. We all need to reach down into our souls, into our hearts and mind, and pray that the Lord bless us with the Spirit, His fire, His love, His joy, and His way of life, so that we can really live a life, the life that is old, that we are to, that we need to have to understand that the way of God in His life is such a blessing and such joy that we cannot even imagine. I just want to thank you, Apostle, for the words, the encouragement, and the teaching. And I just want to say the lines are open to each and every one of you that have a statement, testimony, or just things that need to be said or wanted to be said, and the encouragement you got from this lesson and these words from the Apostle. The lines are open.
Well, I'll start. Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margot. I just want to thank God for another day. Thank Him for His love and His care. Thank Him for all He's done and is doing and will do in our lives. I just want to encourage the Apostle and thank her so much for those words, because we are truly at war. We are truly in a battle. We are in a battle for our very lives, our souls, and our eternity. But God has given His word. His word is here for us, and we must lean on it. We must stand on it. We must meditate on it. We must recite it. We must rehearse it. We must believe it and live it with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our strength. His word is there. Thank you for reminding us of the power of our words, that we must speak His word. Psalm 18, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, till I be saved from mine enemies. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your word. Help us to access the word and the power and the fire that is available to us. Help us, Lord, to remember the words spoken to us today by your servant, to practice it, to keep it close to our hearts. Thank you for those words today, Apostle. God bless you.
Thank you for the words and encouragement, Mr. Margo McCoy. We want to thank you for being a blessed woman of God and to love that God has put into your heart. The lines are open. Anyone else? And excuse the background noise because the Christmas is starting to come.
Yes, this is Minister Sylvia. I thank God for the word on today. I'm sorry I'm in jewel shopping, but I just thank God for Apostle bringing that word with fire and just allowing us to hear it, allowing us to apply it to our lives. God, I thank you for your word, your word, your word, your word. As a prophet taught, his word is universal, and I thank God for that. Thank you so much. Amen. Oh, and Minister Margaret, would you pray for Apostle for us?
All right. You need to mute your phone, Minister Sylvia. Thank you, and I will pray.
No, that's Sheila.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. no problem. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Forgive me.
Excuse me, could you repeat that? I couldn't hear for the customers making noise. Could you repeat what you was asking me to do?
No, I had asked Minister Margot if she would have prayed for the apostle, and then the music came on and she thought it was me, and I told her, no, it was Sheila. Your job.
Okay, God, I give honor to you, and I appreciate you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, for asking me to do that, but I'm going to ask you to accept my apology, and I'm going to ask for Minister Margo McCoy to do it, because as I say, I'm at work, and the customers is coming now, and I think you can hear it in the background. And can you help me, and could you also, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, right, close the program out for me, because I am at work, but I just want to thank God for letting me participate and to have the help of my sisters to help me through this. I appreciate it. Excuse me and forgive me. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. This is Minister Margot, and I'm happy to assist. I thank God to have put me in the position to be a help. And I just want to begin by first going to the throne of grace for Apostle-elect and for all those who are bringing the word of God to his people today. God bless your emissaries today. Bless especially Apostle-elect today as she continues to lend herself and be available to you, God, to do what you, through your spirit, for her to do. Thank you, God, for blessing this woman of God, for planting your desires in her heart. Thank you for allowing her to yield herself to your word, to kingdom work, to put your kingdom first, to put your work first. Thank you, God, for blessing her. I ask you, Lord, to restore and replenish all she has given out today, to encourage her heart, to instruct her in the night season, to minister to her those things that she has in her heart that she only talks to you about, God. Please encourage her to let her know you hear her, you see her, you love her. You uphold her as she upholds your word, as she ministers to your children, as she continues to put herself in the way, as she cries loud and spares not. Bless her, God. Bless her. Bless her with more than she could ever imagine and think. Continue to bless her. Continue to place in her heart the desire, heavy the apple of your eye. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. She is the apple of your eye. Continue to bless her and keep her. To enlarge her territory. And bless her, God, as she strives to imitate her father in her words, in her deeds, in her thoughts, in her actions, and in her plans. Keep her close, God. Keep her close to you and let her know she's blessed, protected, and loved. In your name, Jesus, we pray and give you the thanks, Lord. Amen. So, before I close out our broadcast today, is there anyone else that has a word to say or to bless us with on this beautiful Sunday morning? I will do this. I haven't done it before, but I believe the Lord will help me to get through this. This ministry, Smile PE, is available for listeners live on Blog Talk on Sunday mornings, as we have this morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. Also, the ministry will continue on tomorrow evening, which is our third Monday of the month, and we will be on Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This will be a broadcast you do not want to miss. God has placed something special in my heart to do, and we are going to hear from what I call Generation Extraordinary on tomorrow. Please listen, because God is going to bless us in a special way. He dropped something in my spirit, and I believe it's going to be a blessing to all those who hear live and in our archives. In addition, the ministry continues on Friday evening. That is Let's Talk, which is on Blog Talk and on Facebook Live. And that's Friday evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please listen in and join us. And I leave you with our foundational scripture, which is in Matthew, and it is in the 6th chapter, let's see, the 23rd verse. 33rd verse, which is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in all these things, those things that we pray for, those things that we cry for, those things that he's placed in our spirit will be added unto you. Align yourselves with the word, saints. Seek his face. He will hear and answer your prayer. God bless you and keep you. Join us again. Remember, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, Cousins Who Conquer. God bless you. Be blessed of God. Amen. Thank you for joining us.